This is a download here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. All right, let's get this show on the road. We'll start with the carryout. Of course, nightly segment where I read the news. So you at home, you don't have to. All right, here are today's top stories. It's the end of the Senate as we know it. I feel fine. Leonard Bernstein. That's all I remember from the song. We're either heading to an all-night Senate jamboree or we're heading to an unprecedented political rule changing for the Supreme Court nominee Neil Gorsuch. Question, will the jamboree have live music, like a banjo? Republicans don't have the 60 votes to secure the nomination for Gorsuch, so instead of that just being the rule, the lawmakers just changed the rule. The nuclear option makes it a simple majority. Now, to be fair to Republicans, this is a Democrat idea, but to be fair to all of us, stop! Do your job! So we learn nothing from the Trump campaign. People don't vote for you to entrench. They vote for you guys to work together or to just bypass you in general. This precedent is dangerous because from here on out, any Supreme Court justice can be nominated by one-party rule. Before, at least, you had to convince some from the other party to come over. See Roberts or Kagan or Sotomayor. That way you don't put hardline judges on the Supreme Court. In other words, everybody's unhappy. Like it's supposed to be. Also, it's called the nuclear option. That's a dumb thing to call something that's being used for the Supreme Court. How about you do a simple majority vote on changing the name from nuclear option to simple majority, right? Can we just do that? I think we're not dumb. We get the concept of simple majority. And really, are we filibustering a Supreme Court justice now? First Democrat to get cute to read Dr. Seuss or tell us about what they had for breakfast, I am running a primary against. Personally, I'll run against all y'all. Try it, stop me. Former National Security Advisor Susan Rice is being accused of trying to unmask Trump transition team members during said transition. I haven't paid too much attention, but unmasking is either A, when you try to identify Americans caught in intelligence, or B, when you and your friends and their loyal dog rip off the monster's head to reveal it was a wealthy billionaire the whole time. I think both situations apply here. Mylan, the company that makes the EpiPen, remember the company that makes the EpiPen that jacked up the price to $600 an injection last year? Well, they're recalling the EpiPens. I guess in a couple situations, the auto-inject failed. So I present to you this info without snark. You jack up the price of a life-saving allergy medicine, and it doesn't work. Are we good here? I think we're good. Nothing to see? Okay, no jokes needed. Today starts street sweeping in the city of Chicago, also known as the time of the year when we wake up in a cold sweat trying to remember if the sign tied to the tree had a T or an F on it. Oh. A new study says that 1 in 4 car accidents have the driver using a phone before the crash, distracted driving, texting. Ugh. See, this is why I say distracted driving is bad. This is why you don't change a channel. Too much button pushing. Just keep it right here, 720 WGN. For your safety. Also, text your friends. Tell them to listen. Yeah. We'll do it now. We'll wait. Panera's stock soared today. Ooh, a new spring shrimp salad? Maybe an Asiago roast beef and cheddar? A new breakfast souffle? Oh, no, it's because there are rumors that the company's being put up for sale. Nothing like a for sale sign to drive up the price of your company. And here I thought it was a chips or apples option. Just thought that was a great... Oh. I'll buy stock in this company. They give you chips or an apple. In weather, April showers right on cue. Great. In sports, where do we start? Huh? The Cubs lost in the bottom of the ninth inning last night, but let's face it, they returned for opening day, the same team and spirit that won the World Series. As a baseball fan, what a game to watch. Amazing way to start the season. And the curse is now that every team they play is going to want a piece of that feeling, right? 162 games of playoff atmosphere. You ready? All right, really like 110 because there's going to be plenty of phone-ins. In July, when the Diamondbacks come to Wrigley, not as playoff atmosphere as you'd like. But still, also the Cubs, the first to use the no-pitch intentional walk. I mean, come on, they're so Hollywood. They're even doing that. They're the only team. On the South Side, what a way to start a rebuilding season with a rainout. Remind me again why the baseball schedulers have a Chicago team opening at home in early April. Really, couldn't get the Sox to start in Houston, maybe L.A.? I'll make it up tomorrow at 1:10. The NHL won't stop the season next year and let their players play in the Winter Olympics, which is probably good for the league, you know, to give the players rest. Oh, wait, they're not stopping the season? Oh, so essentially the NHL just wants to make money so the Olympics can figure out a different way to make their money. Got it. We're all good. Fans are good. Figured it out. The Hawks enter the final week of the year with a sizable lead for the number one overall in the West. It's not clinched, but it's a foregone conclusion. Now, who will they play, Nashville or St. Louis? I mean, does it really matter because the goofy way the Stanley Cups does their playoffs? I mean, we're essentially going to play one of them in the first two rounds. I know it could be the Wild as well, but come on, it's the Wild. They're terrible. The Hawks just need to coast without injury and get ready for the next 3 months of playoff hockey. The Bulls are making a late season run to make the playoffs. They've won four in a row and have somewhat watched everyone around them lose, and they hold the seventh seed, only one game from the sixth, two back from the fifth. Wow, Eastern Conference basketball, huh? If the season ended today, the Bulls would get the Cavs in the first round. If they can move up to six, they get the Raptors. That's crazy. The Bulls match up pretty well against either right now, although it'd be nice to avoid LeBron as long as you could. Any Bears news? Nah. And finally, Australians have confirmed several sightings of the Tasmanian tiger, a species that was supposed to be extinct 80 years ago. Well, what are we waiting for? Go kill it so we can see what its deal is. Come on, scientists, do something for once. That's the carryout for April 3rd, 2017. In honor of opening day, we serve smushed hot dogs, stale popcorn, and $11 licorice ropes. You're welcome. All right, coming up, Dave Lundy and Chris Veronis will be in studio. It's time for Monday's Touche. We'll talk about national politics. What do we got? Ooh, we got a lot. Nuclear option lot. Like that. I mean, that's how much we have. We might even have to use the nuclear option. It's the Download 720 WGN. Stay with us.